early.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to let you know I'm sending you something.
Does it smell nice?
No, but it's sparkly.
Does it have a receipt?
I'm sending it to you from the store.
Why don't you just come by? We'll have some breakfast then.
Well, it'll be a long trip. I'm in Venice.
With your parole officer's approval, of course.
Well, I like the guy, Stella, you know that? But we never really connected. So I think I've paid my PO his last visit.
What are you into, Dad?
Don't break my heart. You told me you were through.
After this, I am, I swear to you.
Is Charlie there?
I'm on a cell phone, darling. I'll call you tomorrow from the landline. I love you. Go back to sleep. Bye.
Dad? I love you too.
I said it.
I'm supposed to do your shopping after we pull off the job.
I feel so optimistic.
Huh?
How do you feel?
Fine.
Fine? You know what fine stands for, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Freaked out.
Insecure.
Neurotic.
And emotional.
Cool. See those columns behind you? What about them? That's where they used to string up thieves who felt fine.
To you?
We're after the hall.
Hope I get to fire it up.
Still no word from the garbage men?
No. There are no shows. 3 months of prep down the tubes, and I dragged you out of retirement for nothing.
Oh, this is fun. I like this. You taking over the reins, all the worries. Me loosey-goosey, just along for the ride.
Glad you're enjoying yourself, John. Just remember, a police boat can get from the station to our position in 7. That means you got 4 minutes to work your magic.
Well, you told me 10, and you said I would have 5.
When? Do not be messing with me right now, okay? I will kick your ass.
Yeah. Come on, take your best shot.
What?
What is it this time?
Da Vinci, architect, engineer, painter.
Yeah, that's
hey, look, check this out. Learn the language of poetry, art, romance, sex.
Unlike you, my friend, I don't need a guidebook. Can we go, please?
Right, partner.
Come along, make yourself useful inside that line. It's a day.
Yeah. Yeah, Gilligan, you don't mind.
Yeah, I've enhanced the viewing matrix to track both the Cartesian coordinates and 3 altitude angles of yaw, pitch, and roll to give us the exact position and orientation of our baby.
We're in Italy. Speak English.
Steve, how we looking?
Papa took the boat to work at 8:15, so the garage is empty. Mama left with daughter at 8:30 for preschool, as usual. So for the next 45 minutes, we own this place, gentlemen.
Still no word from the garbage men?
Hey, who got you the beekeepers in Budapest? They'll be there. You can trust these guys.
Steve, how many times do I have to tell you?
I trust everyone. I just don't trust the devil inside them.
Just tell me where to paint.
Your men are still not in position?
They will be.
But you don't know that, Steve. We should abort.
I'm sorry, John, but I think that's Charlie's call now.
Our baby's being taken out of here tonight, and this is our only shot at it.
Charlie.
Keep going?
It's up to you, kid.
Let's go.
Okay, Steve.
From the west wall, measure 14 feet, 8 inches.
Got it.
Now measure 8 feet, 5 inches from the north wall.
That's the northwest corner of our baby.
Got it.
Well, it's right above you.
Guardami, giocano come degli altri. Sono degli incapaci. Non scherzare. Ho scommesso sul gioco e la moglie.
Now paint. 2 feet 9 inches wide. 2 feet 5 inches deep.
Okay, Lefty, you're up. 14 feet, 4 inches from that west wall.
Questa partita fa pietà. Punizione, ma baciami questo.
Yeah.
Ci siamo. Pronti?
Bene.
Quando vuoi.
The garbage men are in position, John.
Forza, no! Merda, che cos'è stato? Vado a leggere giù cosa è successo.
Vieni puttana, hanno la cassa forte! Porta sulla barca, muoviti in seguito!
I want to propose a toast. To us.
Yes! Hey.
And I want to propose a toast to Charlie. Because we just stole $35 million worth of gold without even holding a gun because he planned this down to a T. Nobody else could have done that. Nobody. Charlie!
Charlie!
Yeah.
So come on, gentlemen. Shopping list. Who's doing what? Spare no dirty details.
Come on, you guys. Take a lesson from an old man. Don't spend it. Invest.
In what?
In gold.
Let's figure out how to get out of here first, all right?
What are you getting, Rob?
I don't know. There's a lot of things. You can borrow a lot of money. No, I'm just thinking about naked girls and leather seats.
Yeah, obviously, see?
I suppose I'd get the Aston Martin in Vanquish. It's not a lot a girl won't do on the passenger seat of one of those things.
I'm going to get a Nancy 770 digital decoder with the 70-watt amps and Burr Brown DACs.
Yeah.
It's a big stereo. Speakers so loud they blow women's clothes off.
Now you're talking.
$35 million, you can't get more creative than that, man. I'm going to Andalusia, south of Spain, right there. Give me a big house. Give me a library full of first editions. Get room for my shoes. What about you, Steve?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet? Come on, man. Is it the mountain air? Just...
I liked what you said. I'll take one of each of yours.
Well, two of everything for Steve. Boy.
Love the toast. You could have pulled this off with your eyes closed.
Yeah. You were incredible. Just incredible. You saw the whole picture. You covered all the angles. You know, Charlie, there are two kinds of thieves in this world. The ones who steal to enrich their lives, and the ones who steal to define their lives. They'll be the latter. Makes you miss out on what's really important in this life.
What are you talking about, John? I've been a good father.
Sitting in prisons doesn't make you a good father. I spent half my kid's life in prison. Don't get to be my age with nothing but this, Charlie. Find somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with. Then hold on to her forever. Okay?
Hey!
That's mine.
Let's go, I'm freezing my ass off.
Yeah! Steve's getting cold. You too?
All right.
I love you, kid. You did really great.
Thanks, Joe.
Let's go.
Plans of my own.
There's nowhere you can go. We won't find you, Steve. You know that.
I think that's probably right, John.
Charlie. I gotta go, Charlie.
Work in the dark.
Makes me feel like I'm alone.
Not bad, Stone.
Damn. Hurley couldn't crack that safe.
Neither could Spears.
Now you know who to call first.
You're expensive, Stella. Those guys cut us a break on subpoena jobs, goodwill, community service.
I do it for the money. Oh, I'll be sending you a bill.
Don't you want to see what's inside?
I never look inside. Have a good day. Hey, George.
Hey, Stella.
Ted Milliken called. He has a prototype combination lock he wants you to test out. He says he added two false contact points on the tumbler.
I pretend to be stumped for a couple of seconds, give him a thrill.
And there's a Charlie Croker in your office. Says you two know each other.
Charlie Croker.
Hey, Stella.
Didn't I tell you I never want to see you again? I think it was when you told me how my father died right in front of your eyes after you pulled him in for one last job.
We found him, Stella. He's in Los Angeles. The gold bricks he stole from us had a Balinese dancer stamped on them. Just got word from a contact of mine called Skinny Pete that a gold dealer out in L.A. has been buying those bricks.
Yeah? How do you know it's him?
Skinny Pete sent me this. Steve changed his last name to Frizzelli.
Why are you telling me all of this?
I've been checking out the database of some high-end safe companies. Found out Steve had a Worthington 1000 delivered to his home office. You don't install a Worthington 1000 unless you've got something really big to guard.
No, you don't.
The problem now is no one on my crew can handle Steve's safe. I need somebody I can trust.
Look, I'm a professional safe and vault technician. I'm not a thief.
Hey, it's not about the gold, Stella. Okay, John was like a father to me, too. Look, I'm sorry, all right? I just can't move on until I've set things right.
I've moved on.
Thank you.
Hello?
I want to see the look on that man's face when his gold is gone.
He took my father from me. I'm taking this.
She's in.
And that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. She's cracked the Worthington 1000, buddy. Fletcher.
I'm not sure having a civilian on the crew's a good idea, Charlie.
She's got the skill and she's got the motivation.
Exactly. She's emotional. You know what happens when emotion gets into it.
Look, don't kid yourself, all right? We're all emotional on this one. Let's go. Are you ready?
Of course I am.
Expect us to get here quite that fast.
There. That's Lyle. He's my computer genius. You know, he's who really invented Napster? At least that's how Lyle tells it. He said Sean Fanning was his roommate in college and stole his idea. I think it's his first time riding that bike, though.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's left ear. Demolition and explosives. When he was 10, he put one so many M80s in the toilet bowl.
Whoa!
Damn, that was cool. How'd you do that?
What? How did you do that? What? What?
Lost the hearing in his right ear. He's been blowing stuff up ever since. Handsome Rob. Premier wheelman. Once drove all the way from Los Angeles just so he could set the record for longest freeway chase. You know, he got 110 love letters sent to his jail cell from women who saw him on the news.
And you? I never heard how you got your start.
Me? Well, I've been a thief since I had baby teeth.
Okay, you both know what to do.
Coffee up now. Fast. Hey, what's your problem, man?
Hey, Charlie.
See you, man.
Good?
You all right?
Yeah.
Charlie Huss.
See you.
Hello, Charlie.
Rob.
Good? Guys. Stella Bridger.
Hey.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Bones?
Yeah, they're all fresh and clean. I got internal chips in them. Please change them twice a day. We will get heat online.
IDs?
James Hyman. Come on, man. One time, give me a cool name.
140 pounds. Try 165.
Try lifting some weights.
Try lifting up these.
Come on, leave some more, all right? Let's go.
Hey, Charlie.
Handsome. Can you help him with the bike?
Yeah, help Knievel set up for his next jump.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Na-na. You put a brand new kind of thinking in your mind, and you can't go wrong, cause you're grooving all day long.
Places for a thief to hide. This joker picked Hollywood. He's a punk, but he ain't stupid.
All right. Need to figure out a way to get in Steve's house and make a video blueprint of the interior. I'm on audio surveillance on his phone.
Oh, yeah, I've been wanting to try something. I'll crack into the phone company's remote monitoring system and fool it into thinking there's a legal tap on the line. Just reroute the digital copies of the calls to our own listening post. I've been doing it to my ex for years.
How long? Now, how long will it take? Not how long have you been doing it to your ex?
I'll burn through the night. I'll have it running by morning.
Sorry, I'm late.
I know we gotta work on getting Steve out of the house. Stella, how much time we need with Worthington?
5 minutes flat.
Don't be cocky, young lady. It's not the same as opening safe for the police. With perspiration on your fingertips, your heart's pounding in your ears. Hold the football game.
I appreciate your concern. I'll be fine.
And just remember, this is all the easy part, okay? It's the getaway that can get us caught.
So what's the sketch?
We drive to Union Station. The getaway car goes right onto the train with us. We need to know exactly how long it's going to take to get from Steve's house to Union Station.
System.
How good is it?
Carson's held an annual contest, $50,000 to anybody who can bypass the system. The who's who of ex-cons always show up. 5 years running, no one's been paid.
Okay, party people, here's the status. It's an anti-scaling fence, it's hard and electroplated steel. Yeah, I'm gonna have to paint that up with some nitrogen.
Security on the property?
Got an armed guard here, a little rent-a-cop with a 9mm on his hip. But that booth, security booth look prime for a chemical grenade.
Nitramen chemical grenades? That stuff's pretty hard to come by.
Yeah, Lyle, it's a bear market. Shit. This dude got dogs. I don't do dogs. I had a real bad experience, man.
What happened?
I had a bad experience. Damn it. I'm deaf.
Turn in your badge and your weapon. I don't want to see you anywhere near this investigation. And turn in your badge and your weapon. I don't want to see you anywhere near this investigation.
Hey, it's a green!
Turn in your badge and your weapon.
Green!
I don't want to see you anywhere near this.
Turn in your badge and your weapon.
Unbelievable. There he is.
Get to work.
See, the bad traffic, peak traffic, it's literally this traffic. You know, 5 people died from smoking in between traffic lights today.
Well, you know, they do have the Metro Rail, Rod. You could always use that.
That'd be ideal for carrying a ton of gold, wouldn't it, genius?
What's your guesstimate?
The last 20 times I've done the journey, you got an average of 32 minutes and a top time of 50. But if we had green lights all the way, we could do it in 14 minutes.
But you couldn't get through traffic?
We could do anything with green lights all the way.
Lyle?
See what I can do.
Right on time. All these poor bastards out there putting their life savings in banks and SNLs and mutual funds. How do they think? When the collapse comes, they can depend on the government? I don't think so.
Are you taping me?
Of course not. I know it, Dave. You come, look. See for yourself. Governments are nothing more than puppets and strings. In the world where NAFTA can overrule the Supreme Court, like my cousin Moscow always says, this is our only refuge, baby. Gold. Every time I look at these engravings, she's so beautiful. Where'd you say you got these?
I didn't. A little walking around, honey. I guess I'm not walking as far as I thought.
I'm sorry, I can only buy 2 bricks from you today.
That wasn't the agreement.
What can I say? I'm just middleman. I'll buy the other 2 from you on Wednesday.
Don't waste my time, Yevon.
So what does a man with $35 million worth of gold do at night? He watches his big-ass TV.
That's our end. I knocked, but you didn't answer.
Well, so you just let yourself in?
I was just making sure you were okay. I apologize. I just...
Don't look. Okay.
You got a lot of stuff here. Your dad was old school. Did the whole thing by touch.
That worked for him. This works for me. Technology guarantees speed and accuracy, you know?
Yeah, but there's no guarantees in this business, Stella. Why the headphones?
Just straining myself. Ambient noises, you know, just in case. What do you want, Charlie?
We're gonna knock out Steve's cable and we need to send in a repairman.
To get your video blueprint of the interior.
Yep. Only problem is Steve thinks we're all dead.
Except me. I'll do it, Charlie. I'm in all the way, whatever it takes.
All right. I'll set it up.
Okay.
You want to get a drink downstairs with me before I go back to my room?
I should finish this stuff up, you know? Just get it all done tonight.
Yeah. Sorry I scared you.
It's okay.
Good night.
Bye.
And then he's just the media darling. He's on the cover of all the magazines. I should have been on the cover of Wired magazine. You know what he said? He said he named it Napster because it was his nickname, because of the nappy hair under the hat. But it's because I was napping when he stole it from me. He didn't even graduate.
I think it's time to move on, don't you? They shut him down. I wish they'd do the same to you. Yeah. Here we go. Cable check.
Becky. Nice name. I wonder what she calls the other one.
And it's such a mystery why you don't have a girlfriend, Lyle.
So all we need is a service truck like that one, a work shirt like hers. You think Stella can pull it off?
I have my doubts. I'm not talking to Charlie now.
You think he's mixing business with pleasure?
Yeah, I should know better. Only I'm allowed to do that.
Right. Where are you going?
To work shirt and a service truck.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? How does he do that? How do you do that? What are you saying?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Nice to meet you. I'm Handsome Rob. And you are?
Oh, my name's Becky, but it's written on my shirt.
Listen, I'm going to need your shirt and your truck.
Perfect. I'll give them both to you. Would you like my virginity as well?
If it's on the menu.
Oh, you're so witty. Why don't you take advantage of me?
Yeah, you're not too bright, are you?
No.
Perfect.
What can I do for you, Mr. Frizzelli?
The cable's out. The TV, the modem, everything. Now, get somebody up here and tell them to hurry up.
Intercom Cable, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm up here at 3320 East Skyway, and the cable's just gone out. Our modem, everything.
Okay, let's see, sir. I have a Thursday between 9 and 3, if that would be good.
That's gonna work. Thank you.
Guard just called the cable company.
What time's the appointment?
Thursday between 9 and 3.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Netcom Cable. I understand your service is out and there was an appointment set up for Thursday?
Yes.
Well, we have a technician working in your area who was finished with an appointment earlier than expected. Will somebody be there for the next hour?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, our technician will see you then. Have a nice day.
There's all the paperwork you need. Just get him to sign and date at the bottom.
Let's check out the camera. Stella, you'd be going patriotic today. Make sure you walk slowly or the image will streak.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. Couldn't pin the corsage on my prom date either.
Well, you had a prom date.
It was his cousin. This cable line's in the kitchen, living room, bedroom, and the cable modem on the computer in the office. You need to locate the safe in the office.
Okay.
I just want you to know I'm thinking very brave going in there. I know it won't be easy.
I second that.
It's gonna be fine.
You know what FINE stands for? Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Be great.
Yeah.
Good morning. I see some ID. Thanks for coming so soon.
That's part of the job.
All right.
Aston Martin Vanquish. Looks like that bastard to my car. Nasty ass dog.
Hey! Hey! See? Relax, Jesus Christ. Come on, that won't bother you now.
House! Go on, get out of here.
I'm used to running into all sorts of animals on my job.
Steve Frizzelli.
Becky. You want to show me that problem?
Yeah, of course. This way.
You have a really nice house.
Yeah. 1922. All the original tiles. Every stone in that courtyard called from some monastery in Seville.
What a tactic.
Monastery for punk-ass creeps.
You don't seem impressed.
No, it's just that I don't think lugging a bunch of rocks from one place to another is quite that interesting, you know? It doesn't quite do it for me.
What does do it for you?
TVs?
I have a monster TV. Not working right now, but...
But you know, I should probably check out the cable modem. No.
Yeah? Yeah, right. Over here. I pay 30 grand for some punk kid to put this system in. One day it just goes out. And I have him strung up.
Here we go.
There's our baby.
We got him.
Got any wiring coming through
There's
here?
There's no wiring in here.
It's just right here.
Yeah.
No explanation, just...
Look at that, that's my NAD T770, that's my stereo.
I bet most of your customers are pretty surprised when they go to open the door for the cable man and find you standing there.
Oh, yeah.
It's hitting on her.
There's no problem here. I should maybe just check the TVs. Okay.
You know what? In this shit right now, I'm blowing this shit right off the mountain right now.
Hey.
So you got the AVM processor.
Only the best.
Check the box.
I'm just gonna reset your system. Sometimes these things just get jammed up, you know? That should do it.
It's fixed.
Turn around, let's see.
Now.
Japan's Nikkei index opened at 20-year low. 8,301 was the opening price, and as you can see, we've now gone below that.
Becky, huh? We met before? Nikkei stands right now. A loss
of 1.1% on the morning. No, I don't think so. Seems fine there.
So if I was to ask you out to dinner, would I be the first one of your customers to ever do that?
What, you asked your last cable repair guy out for a date?
No, but the last one was like 300 pounds, had a handlebar mustache, you know. Not really my type.
I don't think it's a good idea.
What is that, like some cable company rule?
No, actually it's just my rule. I don't go out with strange men. I just met you 5 minutes ago.
So I guess I have to like sabotage my cable, you know, until we get to know each other well enough.
Have a nice day.
Come on, be a perfect gentleman, I promise. I won't even ask you for your phone number. I'll meet you. Anywhere you want to go. Come on, break your rule once. Just dinner. Is that a yes?
Touched my hand. He came on to me. Hey, at least I created a window of opportunity, right?
When he goes out Friday night, we go in. By the time he realizes we've stood him up, we'll be long gone with that cold.
Yeah. Make sure you shuffle them cards this time, left.
Hey, Lyle. What's the distance between the front door and the vault?
Good thing I'm on my back's turn.
You got that loser's paranoia.
Lyle!
The only answer is to the Napster now, Charlie.
No. I'm not calling you the Napster.
Why not? You call him Left Ear.
Oh, I am.
And him Handsome Rob.
Well, that's because he is Handsome Rob.
Well, you can call me the Napster.
Come on. They were at the same college at the same time.
Why are you encouraging this?
It is a verifiable fact. He was my roommate. He stole my ideas. I am the Napster.
All right. All right. What is the distance between the front door and the vault, Napster?
Yeah.
It's farther than you want to carry.
Yeah, but so how do we get the gold from the vault to the getaway car?
How wide is the hallway, Napster?
Six feet.
Hey, you got your gold.
Need some help with the custom work, too. I know a man for the job.
So I modified the camera to use a LiDAR technology so we can create really high-res digital maps. Who's that?
Rouse mechanic, friend.
Charlie.
Hey.
Charlie, this is Wrench.
Hey, what's up, man?
Rob tells me you got real talent. You need some body work done.
We need to pack up to 2,700 pounds of cargo in these minis. With enough suspension and horsepower to outrun anything chasing us.
2,700 pounds of what?
Whatever.
Hmm. So what do I get out of this mystery deal, man?
10,000.
Grains, because you got them.
What do you got?
Welcome to LA's Automated Traffic Surveillance and Control Operations Center.
See, they use video feeds from intersections and specifically designed algorithms to predict traffic conditions and thereby control traffic lights. So all I did was come up with my own kick-ass algorithm to sneak in, and now we own the place.
You want to do a dry run?
I thought you'd never ask. See, red light, green light.
Danielson.
Yeah.
What's up with grid 34?
Let's check it out.
Hey.
Oh, oops. Did I? That, oops. Wow. But it's awesome. Is that not awesome?
Can you change the background?
Yeah.
Lights are working fine. Just an accident.
What are those?
And this is every engine parts.
I lost your smart control and 200 pounds of body fat. You got yourself a sweet ride now, Charlie.
CIA and MOP operation.
Is that so?
Yeah, which is not so very different from when John F. Kennedy won a rigged election with the help of his father. You're uncomfortable, then, I imagine.
No, Yevon, I don't like making two trips.
You Americans. You love your heroes. Holiday for Columbus? He makes the wrong turn and wipes out an entire indigenous people. And you know what he was looking for?
I bet you're going to tell me.
Gold. Supposedly for Queen Isabella, but don't think that the Medicis back in Italy didn't want a part of that action. And what did Italy need gold for? For the long-distance slave trade based in Venice. Venice. That's where these bricks.
You were saying something?
Nothing. No.
No, you were really on a roll there. Don't stop. I'm interested.
Please, I'm confused. My English is...
You understand fine. Now, what do you know about my girl?
No, I don't.
Don't you even think about lying to me.
Okay. I heard a rumor about a heist in Venice. $35 million in bricks with an imprint of a Balinese dancer.
Who have you told?
No.
Who have you told?
No one. I swear to God.
You swear to God?
You crazy. I swear to God. I didn't.
Well, then I guess I believe you.
He's over there.
Thanks, man.
Don't stare.
Huh?
Don't stare. He doesn't like when people stare.
Stare what?
That was good. That was good. Try that one. I know you're going to get that. That was great.
Skinny Pete.
Yo, Charlie.
What's up, man? I going.
So was I right about the gold bricks or what?
I'm not here to talk about that. We need some supplies.
Baby, go relax.
Baby.
Go relax.
Yo. Supplies.
What's wrong?
Some nitrogen primer.
What's wrong?
Huh?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm cool. I'm great. I just need some big can of
nitrogen primer, detonating cord.
Right.
Two triple charger chemical grenades and a launcher.
Right. Like I had told you earlier.
All right.
Cost you about 5 G's.
Done. Call me. Thanks. Sorry.
I am at the peace.
Come on. Get up. There.
Vance has something to tell you.
Go on. A couple of weeks back, I was working counter at your cousin's shop. A guy came in asking about gold bricks with Bolognese dancer.
What did you tell him?
I told him that I'd seen the bricks. Sorry.
What did this man look like?
He had long black hair, big tattoo on his neck. He must have weighed at least 400 pounds.
I know that guy.
Ребята, быстрее, выехали! Бомбарь улетал!
Baby, go relax.
Do you know who I am?
Your mask off.
That's right. You were asking about gold bricks where the Balinese dance on them. Tell me why.
Steve just called to confirm his 8 o'clock reservation at the Water Grove.
Okay, let's go over it one more time.
Gas the guards. Doors open 8:15.
Safe pop by 8:25.
Loaded by 8:35. Out the door by 8:45.
Straight to Union Station.
Only green lights on your route. The rest of the city's red. Cops are stuck in the traffic like everyone else. The
train leaves at 10. Cars have to be on the carrier by 9:30. Timing's got to be dead on. Let's get ready.
Let's get it.
Is a nice car. Sorry, Rob. Coast is clear, guys.
This is it, guys. Moment of truth. What the hell is this? Shit! Steve's neighbor's throwing a party.
Are you here for the Baker party, sir?
No.
We're not blowing any gates tonight, guys. Too many witnesses. Stella.
I know. I'm late for my date.
Yeah, and you gotta be charming. I need him to ask you out again. Sorry.
I really can't imagine you doing that.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you don't really seem like the adventurous type, you know?
Don't let the cable uniform, you know, throw you.
Well, I wasn't making assumptions.
Well, I've made some assumptions about you.
Oh, really? And?
I'm just gonna have to wait and see.
Why wait? Let's get a check. Let's go back to my place. No assumptions.
Not tonight. It's late. I should go home.
What, do you have a cable company curfew?
No, but I've made some bad calls in the past.
Hey.
We should take this maybe a little slow, you know? Like,
this lovely dinner, sparking conversation. You still don't trust me?
Oh, no. I trust everyone. It's the devil inside them I don't trust.
Interesting saying. It's charming. Where'd you pick that up?
Can't remember.
Really? I knew a guy who said it exactly like that.
Really?
Yeah. He's the only person I've ever heard say that. He said it all the time. His name was John Bridger.
You're hurting my wrist.
He had a daughter and she was about your age.
My God, my wrist.
I knew that there was something familiar about you. You're exactly like your old man. You know that? I liked him too, right from the start. I liked him right up until the minute I shot him. Who are you working with?
She's with us.
All here.
You know, the only thing worse than a thief, Bendo? A coward.
And you should have seen the way your daddy begged for his life.
I want
a leash on your cat.
Hey, Steve.
Charlie. Not bad, Charlie. Really, not bad.
You have no idea how hard it is for me not to reach across this table and kill you with my bare hands.
You know better than that, Charlie. Can't let emotion into these things.
Tell me it wasn't about emotion when you shot John and left us all for dead.
That wasn't about emotion. It was about a lot of gold, and I wanted it.
Anything you think you deserved, you didn't.
Hey, don't talk about right and wrong with me, man, because I just don't give a shit. Okay? You got your cards. I got my cards. We made our play, and I came out on top. Okay, now if you want to start the game up again, that's fine with me. What is your play here, really? I mean, come on, what do you think? You'll try to take out my guards, right? I have five of them that you don't know about. You'll try to have Lyle hack the system, so I'll change it again tomorrow morning. And what was your final move? I mean, you're gonna have Bridger's daughter come in and try to crack my safe? It's very poetic and all, but I just don't see it. I don't think she'll get anywhere near it.
Same old Steve, huh? Always thinking defensively. That's why you're always number two.
How do you figure that?
You got no imagination. Couldn't even decide what to do with all that money. You had to buy what everybody else wanted.
Oh, well, try this on in your imagination, okay? That gold is already gone.
That's bullshit, Steve.
No, really, it's over, Charlie. I'm trying to move the last two bricks. You want to come after me over a couple of lousy bricks? I mean, really, be my guest. Really, but you're off to a bad start, you know? Because you just blew the best thing you had going for you. You just blew the element of surprise.
Surprised? It's over when I say it's over.
Are you all right, sir?
How you doing?
Good. Considering the fact that I'm doing all of this for a man I barely knew. You know what bothered me all those years, Charlie? It was that whenever he'd call me to tell me that he was on some job, I knew you were right there with him. You got to know him a lot better than I did.
Just because he was around anymore doesn't mean he wasn't thinking about you all the time.
And I said it was true.
It is true. He always regretted not having been a good enough father to you, Stella.
How do you know that?
Because he told me.
What did you do to your hand?
I punched Dave.
And why do you get to punch him and I don't?
Those hands are way too valuable. Hey. Okay.
There'll be nothing left of that if you keep rubbing it.
Charlie! He's flying the coop.
When?
His security guard called for a private helicopter at 4 p.m. There is an armored car service coming to his house at 5. There is a cargo plane scheduled to depart LAX at 8 p.m. to Mexico City.
What if he's moving the safest diversion? We crack it, it's empty, the gold's somewhere else.
Steve's not about to let that gold out of his sight. Going to be in that truck and he's going to be watching it every step of the way from the helicopter.
So the gold's headed to Mexico.
Well, who knows where? They could change the flight plan.
Slow down. You guys are looking at this the wrong way. This is good news for us.
Charlie, what do you mean? Good news?
We've been trying to get to the gold in the safe. Now the safe is coming to us. We're going to boost it in transit.
Charlie, you could take a dozen different routes to the airport. We have no idea which one. We've contacted an armored truck during rush hour.
We're already set up to do it. Napster? Gridlock every route except for the one we choose. Force that truck to go exactly where we want it to go.
Where do we want it to go? What kind of a shootout without guns would lose?
We do it like the Italian job. Hello?
Why'd you do it?
Do what?
Yeah, man. You didn't have to clip him.
Whoa, what are you talking about? We didn't clip anybody.
Well, Yabba's cousin is one of the distinct impression that you did.
Why does he think that?
Because you want to know about the gold with the Balinese dancer.
You told him that?
Listen to me, man. If there's one thing that I know, is never to mess with Mother Nature, mother-in-laws, or mother-freaking Ukrainians.
Look, I need a favor. I had a hiccup last night. Could use some help. More hands on this time. You interested?
Could be.
But I don't like to be kept in the dark. If I'm in, I'm in.
Okay. You're in.
All right.
What do you think, Charlie?
This'll work. Let's go. Amazing. It's a work of genius.
You okay?
Just give me a moment.
Now?
I'm about to insert this pin into this detonator tool.
And if the brass touches the sides, we'll both be the last people we ever see.
Take all the time you need.
Hey, Charlie.
What?
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Okay. Okay.
Он будет в поезде 59-го в Орлеанска.
И уверен, что источник карта верный?
Это точно!
I'm in position.
Handsome Rob?
We're in position. Everything's quiet, Charlie.
French?
Set.
Charlie, we got an uninvited visitor.
It's a motorcycle guard following the truck.
We'll deal with it.
Who are these cats?
What's wrong?
Charlie, you won't believe this.
He's putting three armored trucks.
It's a shell game. Shell game now.
Well, boss, I can't reroute the truck if I don't know which truck to reroute.
Just go with the one that Steve follows in the helicopter. Remember, he said he'd never let that gold out of his sight.
Unless he's playing us. And he is. First cam of the trucks go past.
Vine and Yucca, they're all gonna cross that.
See which one's riding low.
This one's Grim. The first two are the same, so. Houston, we have our truck. It is number 128.
We're moving out.
We've crashed.
It's not a crash. We've got power. I can't log in.
They are about to hit a major detour and be sent your way.
This is truck 128. Traffic's out of control here. We gotta look for another route.
police van.
Okay, I'm opening up space on Highland.
Oh, get us out of here.
I'm trying.
And he's taking it.
Police scanners are saying computers are down at traffic control center.
Nice, Charlie. What are you up to?
Go back.
I now command you to turn left.
Come on, take the left.
Yeah, you did. You did. Through the station, you are clear for 90 seconds. Go.
Come on, Steve.
You're either blocked in or you're paint on the train. Oh, go, 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 go.
Stay right on, because it's gonna be tight.
Go, 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 go. You're gonna stop right there.
Coming into position.
Stay cool.
Ten. Nine.
Eight. Seven. Six.
Five. Four.
Don't lose them, don't lose them, don't lose them.
One.
This isn't the Worthington 1000.
What?
test, which saves on us.
Can you do it?
It's railing made. It's got a glass relock system. There's a pane of glass right here, behind this door, and if I don't drill perfectly through that hole, steel rods snap into place, and you can't open the safe, and then we're a shit creek. I think I just cracked the glass. I don't think it broke, though. I can't drill it again. I have to do it by touch.
I can't get through! Train's parked in the tunnel!
Where did the metro rail come above ground?
11th and Fig.
Positions 2 and 3. Meet at 11th and Figueroa and double back to Hollywood and Highland. Hurry up!
Drill a borescope, something, and
you
get in there.
Come on, Charlie. Hey, you can do this. Across, 4 high, 4 deep.
That's, 208 bricks.
How much?
Oh, 208 times 2.7. 2.7 million.
What?
No, it's 27. It's 27 million.
$27 million worth of gold. Yeah! Got the Holy Spirit. You should get on it. It's a good train.
again.
27.
Say it again. Say it again.
27.
Say it again.
Motorcycles on us, Charlie.
I got three minis in a storm drain heading east towards the LA River.
Stop it before they get to the street.
Get out! Okay! I said get out!
Oh.
bunch of cars in there, right? Mini Coopers?
Look, man. I
don't
think
about
them.
I'll give you $5,000 you put me inside that car. Buy your girlfriend something nice. Half now, half when you help me unload.
I gotta hand it to you, Steve. You actually play this one pretty smart. Decoy trucks, you switch safes, the helicopter routine. I mean, that was pretty damn good. But now I've got the gold, and you've got nothing.
I got this. So cut the crap and give me my goddamn gold.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Mashkov. And you killed my cousin Yevin.
You gotta have some insurance, Steve.
Yevin was already dead when I got there. I'm sorry about that, but Yevin dealt with a lot of unsavory people. Now, this guy is trying to play you.
You were right. No imagination.
There's a lot of gold in there. We're the only ones with guns. I'll make you a good deal.
I've already made my deal.
What do you want?
You know this is never about the gold.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, sweetheart.
Charlie!
Come on, Charlie!
Hello.
Wait a minute. I'll double whatever you're giving you. Just don't shoot me.
Don't worry, I'm not going to shoot you. Now I'm going to take you to my workplace. I think you'd be very interested in some of the machinery I use. Firstly.
Oh, come on.
Guys, I want to make a toast to John Bridger, the most brilliant master planner of all, father and friend. Stella was right. It wasn't about the money. Of course, that didn't stop the guys from having a little bit of fun. Handsome Rob got his Aston Martin. Took it for a ride to break it in. He got off with a warning. Left ear got his dream house in the south of Spain, with a room just for his shoes.
What a deal.
What is the deal?
Lyle finally made the cover of Wired magazine.
Are you really the nut, sir?
Yes, I am.
And he got that kick-ass stereo he wanted.
Would you listen to something for me?
With speakers so loud, it would blow a woman's clothes off.
I think you would.
Me? I took John Bridger's advice. I found somebody I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I'm going to hold on to her forever.